MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 29, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and today's headlines, Danvers High School band headed to Hawaii. Lynn Mann shot and killed in Alston. Salem to set outdoor dining policy.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have football news from Gillette Stadium, the Patriots, and the high school Super Bowls. Rick?
Good stuff for sure, Bill. Thank you. Sun and clouds today, upper 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12.09 p.m. A Gloucester man is recovering from serious injuries after crashing his car at Grant Circle over the weekend. Details in the Gloucester Times report the man was transported to Boston on a MedFlight helicopter. The accident happened on Saturday evening. A Lynn man was the victim in a fatal Saturday morning shooting in Alston. The Daily Item reports today that 32-year-old Marco Alfonso Sosa of Lynn died from that shooting. The investigation continues as another person was also shot during the incident. The Danvers High School Band and Chorus will be performing at this year's Pearl Harbor Memorial Parade in Hawaii on December 7. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that the events will honor those killed in the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941. Altogether, 52 students in the band, chorus, and color guard are expected to make the trip. The Salem City Council is working on a new policy for outdoor dining now that the major effects of COVID-19 have ended. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that there are votes planned that would put a new policy in place that includes licenses for outdoor dining and a dining season. Tens of thousands of Medicaid recipients have lost their state-funded mass health care coverage following the end of pandemic-related federal protections. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that 88,000 lost coverage in October. However, there were 22,000 new enrollees, and 11,000 people rejoined the taxpayer-funded health insurance program. The Newburyport City Council has approved funding for a new fireboat. The Newburyport City Council has approved funding for a new fireboat. Jim Sullivan of the Daily News reports that the new boat could be in service by next fall. The 29-foot walk-around cabin fireboat replaces Firestorm 32, which sank while moored in June of 2022. In Manchester-by-the-Sea, resident John Judge has been named the new Scout Executive CEO of the Boy Scouts of America Spirit of Adventure Council that serves 76 cities and towns in Massachusetts. The Gloucester Times reports today that Judge's goals include revitalizing scouting in urban areas and ensuring that young adults of all backgrounds have opportunities to deepen their connection to nature. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Chicago Bulls last night, 124-97. The Bruins will host the Sharks tomorrow night. The Patriots will host the Chargers on Sunday at 1. As for the quarterback situation on Sunday, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, or would coach Bill Belichick even consider bringing someone from the outside of the organization in to play quarterback at some point this season?
Yeah, I don't really see that right now, but I mean, I wouldn't rule anything out, anything that would help our team. You know, we've brought in players that, at any position, that you never know what's going to happen. If I think there's somebody, you know, our scout, pro scouting department thinks there's somebody that would help us, we'll certainly listen to it and take a look at it at any position. It's not really about the quarterback position. It would really be any position. So, I don't know. Nobody that comes to mind, but we'll see.
Patriot coach Bill Belichick. In North Shore sports, there are three teams preparing for the high school Super Bowls this week at Gillette. They are St. John's Prep, Salem High, and Amesbury. The Prep will meet Xaverian tonight in the D1 Super Bowl game at 8 o'clock. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre knows that tonight is it. The season ends, hopefully with a win.
Just the finality of it all. It's no matter how many years I do this, you feel like you blink and the season's over. And just to be where we're at right now, I think this group to be where we're at is they've achieved a lot already, and they've worked extremely hard to be in the situation they've been in, and they've earned it, and I'm just proud of them. There's a part of you that is very, very tired at this point as a coach, and I'm sure as the players as well, but there's also a part that doesn't want it to end either. And, those are all the emotions that go into this last game of the year, but you always want to be playing in December or late November after Thanksgiving, because that means you had a heck of a season. And we've been able to do that 4 out of the last 5 years, and now, last step is to finish it off.
Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Salem plays tomorrow afternoon in the D6 Super Bowl game against Fairhaven. Witches coach Matt Bouchard knows his Salem defense will be tested by the unique Fairhaven offense.
They offensively, they run, flex bone option, which is, if you've ever, for people listening, it would be very similar to Paul Johnson's Navy option, right, where they're really just trying to get numbers at the point of attack and, and out leverage you. And they do a great job of that. Their offensive line is very physical. And even though they're majority of the time running, as you can see by some of the scores you're referring to, they're a high scoring team. So unlike us, where we're generating explosive plays in the air, they're able to do that on the ground because of, the style of offense that they run. So, for us, it's important that we try to get them off schedule as much as possible, force them to throw, and, we got to get guys on the ground, right? So, with some really good running backs, and their quarterback is another running back, we got to make sure that some of our talented O-line, D-line, D-line linebackers and corners are really focusing on the things we've focused on all year, right, is really generate turnovers, minimize explosive plays, and get guys on the ground. And that's a continued focus for us this week. And this will be a challenge, but I think if I had any group to go into this game with throughout my whole coaching career, this is the group I'm really confident in that we can be successful.
We will have complete Super Bowl coverage this week on our website, so just keep checking back to msonewsports.com. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday. We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore High School Football Super Bowl coverage continues now with Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, well, here we go. You guys took care of business on Thanksgiving. The Super Bowl coming up on Thursday at 3 at Gillette. We'll get to that in just a moment, but let's jump back to Thanksgiving, Coach. You must have been very happy and pleased, as well as the players, in finishing off the, if you will, the regular season, with the Thanksgiving win, obviously, against Beverly.
Yeah, I mean, being the 125th year of that game, the rivalry is special, but to be part of something like that, I think is extremely special, not only for players, but coaches. If you put it in context, you think about, Army, Navy, they're playing the 124th game of their rivalry. Ohio State, Michigan, that just happened the other day, I think they're at 116. So it puts it in perspective, really, how long this rivalry is going on. So it's a special day, for both communities. And we're just real thankful we could pull it out. I mean, the last time we were able to, beat the team over the bridge at their home field, it's been over a dozen years. So, it was an important day for our program.
Matt, how about a note on the game or two? What kind of turned the tide for you, or what was the difference? Because I know it was kind of tight early on Thanksgiving, but what became the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say early on we were able to move the ball. We got inside the red zone a couple times and just couldn't finish the drives. But defensively and special teams-wise, I felt like our team did very, very well, basically allowing our offense to kind of get going. But I would say, from a game-changing performance that really kind of stood out in my mind was Shane Field. You know, he's somebody that obviously we've leveraged throughout the whole year offensively, and defensively he's been a standout all season. But he had one of those games that you hope every kid gets to have on a Thanksgiving morning. You know, offensively, they were kind of shutting down a lot of things that we're trying to do with Devontae Ozuna. And, you know, so we leaned heavy on Shane. And he had a breakout day. He was the leading rusher that day. And he also defensively had a tremendous game. He actually had an interception for a touchdown that really kind of, you know, swung the needle in our direction and gave us a lot of confidence to finish off the game the way we did.
You know, I know in the past we have talked, I think we have talked about Shane, but we also talk about so many of the other players. But maybe you could follow up, I could follow up with a question for you on Shane Fields and a little more on his offensive abilities and how you use or have been using him, and then on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Yeah, offensively, he's one of our running backs. You know, in our style of offense, we need somebody that is almost like a hybrid fullback kind of tight end body type, and he fits that bill perfectly. This gives us the ability to add an extra blocker in our run game, but he has the hands and the capability to get open in space. So it gives us, you know, the ability to almost have a spread look as well as a tough running game with a dynamic player like that. So he's very versatile, and it gives us a lot of options. In the same respect, if they're keying on Devontae, I can motion Devontae out of that space and give Shane opportunities as well. So that's kind of how we leveraged them on Thanksgiving. And having a versatile player like that, it just makes calling offense a heck of a lot easier, right? And then on the defensive side of the ball, he's our Sam linebacker. He's typically going to the side of the ball where most likely the play is going to be run. We want him around the ball as often as possible because he is a game changer, right? I think his physicalness inside the box is very obvious each and every week. His ability to find the football is special. And I think that, you know, when you give him the green light to blitz, he's a headache for offensive linemen to block because of his just speed and power. So, you know, I think he's one of those players that on any program would be a game changer, and we're just real thankful that he's a witch.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, before I get to asking you a question or two about the matchup with Fairhaven on Thursday afternoon for the D6 Super Bowl, I understand there's going to be a rally or a send-off for the football team Tuesday evening at 6 at the high school at the Fieldhouse. So what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, really excited about it. Hopefully, Bill, you get a chance to come out on Wednesday night. But what we're doing is just there's a number of people in our community that would love to have come out and cheer these guys on as they head off to the Super Bowl, but also an opportunity to thank a lot of the community for their support. You know, there's a lot of people that support our booster club that we'd like to take a minute to recognize. We also have a youth cheerleading program that's going to be going down to the Florida for, you know, a championship run, and they're going to perform for us. So it's almost like a little send-off for them as well. We'll have our varsity cheerleaders, you know, pepping the fans up. And we'll have some highlight films and things like that to really kind of showcase what these kids have been able to do. And then we'll have, we actually have some guests from the 99 team that won the Super Bowl coming and speaking to the crowd. So I think we got a number of nice things set up, and obviously we'll be sure to announce our seniors and talk a little bit about, you know, the program and you know, send these guys off the right way.
My mistake. It's Wednesday evening then at 6. Is that it?
Yep, Wednesday. Yep.
Perfect. All right. I apologize for that. I had said Tuesday. And all right. So now it's Fairhaven. Now I'm looking at scores, Matt, and in the playoffs, each of you guys with the three wins in the playoffs, and the scores are somewhat similar. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, they're giving up a few more points, but not that many more. So is it an even? It looks like it's an even matchup, pretty much an even matchup here on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I would say that it's going to be an exciting game for the fans. You know, coaches and everybody else, we got some work to do to obviously put ourselves in a position to be successful. But I think from a fan perspective, you know, this is the type of game it should be, you know, when it comes to, you know, winning a state title. So they offensively, they run, you know, flex bone option, which is, if you've ever, you know, for people listening, it would be very similar to Paul Johnson's Navy option, right, where they're really just trying to get numbers at the point of attack and, you know, and out leverage you. And they do a great job of that. Their offensive line is very physical. And even though they're majority of the time running, you know, as you can see by some of the scores you're referring to, they're a high-scoring team. So unlike us, where we're generating explosive plays in the air, they're able to do that on the ground because of, you know, the style of offense that they run. So, you know, for us, it's important that we try to get them off schedule as much as possible, force them to throw, and, you know, we got to get guys on the ground, right? So, you know, with some really good running backs, and their quarterback is another running back, we got to make sure that some of our talented O-line, D-line, I mean, D-line linebackers and corners are really focusing on the things we've focused on all year, right, is really generate turnovers, minimize explosive plays, and get guys on the ground. And that's a continued focus for us this week. And this will be a challenge, but I think if I had any group to go into this game with throughout my whole coaching career, this is the group I'm really confident in that we can be successful.
Does Fairhaven pass at all, Coach, or not?
They do. In four actually, you know, most option style offenses, you know, the pass game isn't a big component of it. And so typically it's not as strong. But I will say out of any option offense style kind of program, they actually have some really good receivers, and the quarterback can throw, right? So that is an element that I think is a little bit different than a lot of option offenses. So that adds just another wrinkle that we just need to stay on top of. And I think our guys have done a really nice job this year, both in the box, defending the run, controlling the line of scrimmage, and then in the pass game, really kind of keeping things in front of us and trying to prevent those big plays.
You know, if you look at comparative scores, we always look at comparative scores, at least we do, but the one game opponent, common opponent you guys have had was Winthrop. So you guys lost a wicked close game to Winthrop earlier this year, but they beat Winthrop to open up the playoffs 35-21. You put it that game in any context for us?
Certainly, yeah, happy to. I mean, I think one of the big things when you're doing any of those assessments of, like, scores and who they played, I think, like we were just talking about a minute ago, it's all based on kind of your offense and defensive style, right? So if you look at, you know, Winthrop's offensive style, it's really controlling the clock, really keeping the ball on the ground, and really trying to generate. And the challenge for them, you know, when I've watched them even against Peabody, you know, when they get behind, right, it's really hard to kind of get ahead of things. But if Winthrop stays ahead, right, and can control the ball, you know, they're a tough team to beat, hence, you know, our game, right? So I think in when you compare that to, let's say, ourselves, if we get a little bit behind offensively, we have opportunities to move the ball very, very quickly and score very fast. So I think that that's probably one difference. I think defensively, if you think about defending option football, I think everybody has their own flavor of defending it. And I think that, you know, when you think about defending a spread offense or a power eye team, a lot of the philosophies are pretty universal. I think with option football, because it's not as common in today's football as it once was, there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of different things. So I think comparing how, let's say, Fairhaven, you know, did against this team or another team, it's a little bit more challenging because it really comes down to how that team defends option, if that makes sense.
No, and it does. And I think in facing some of the teams you've faced, I guess you'd have to think that your team is far better prepared now than they were, 12 weeks ago or wherever it was, for sure, to meet any kind of challenge or obstacle.
Yeah, yep. And you know, for us, I think, you know, we've always, regardless if we're playing an option team or not throughout the whole year, defensively, we always pepper in option, you know, throughout the whole year because we never know what we're going to see in November, right? So, but we try to do our best as a staff to really kind of just dot all our I's. So we throw option kind of periods in. And luckily, again, you know, hopefully these option periods will pay off for us here. But I think it's a unique style offense that, you know, to prepare for in a week does pose some challenges.
No, absolutely. Coach, anything else you want to share with us? I don't want to hold you too long here, but we do appreciate your time. But anything else either about Thanksgiving, your team, or player updates or anything else? We've kind of kept it focused here, getting ready for the Super Bowl. But anything else you want to share with us on Salem football?
I just one highlight from Thanksgiving, you know, Eli Vasquez, he plays D-line at defensive end as well as offensive tackle. And I always, if I get a moment to highlight some of our O-line, D-line guys, I'd like to take a minute. So Eli actually graded out, performed his best and graded out a champion. So to grade out a champion in our program, you have to grade out 85% or better. And that doesn't give you many opportunities for mistakes. Right. And to have a young man that has worked really hard on offense to perfect his craft and to grade out a champion on Thanksgiving as a senior, I think it's a huge accomplishment. And for me to see that progression to where he is today, I think it sets him up for obviously a great opportunity in Gillette to really showcase his skills. But just really proud of his progress and looking forward to seeing him playing in Gillette.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, Coach, we will see you at Gillette. Looking forward to that. And to you, the team, the coaching staff, again, congrats on all you've been able to accomplish. And you got one more to go, and we'll be watching you for sure on Thursday afternoon.
Great. Appreciate it, Bill.
Yep. Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School in the D6 Super Bowl against Fairhaven on Thursday afternoon at 3 at Gillette Stadium.